Mitzvah Dalet. Last week we talked about Chishuv HaChodesh, calculating the moon and whether it's a mitzvah, and if it is a mitzvah, how it's a mitzvah. What exactly are they supposed to calculate? We talked about whether there's a mitzvah for Jews in general, perhaps, to learn astronomy, or whether there's something specific about a Beis Din mitzvah to learn astronomy. We're going to come back a little bit in the direction of Chishuv HaChodesh tonight, but more in the context of the question of what is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? When we say Beis Din has a mitzvah, we debated whether astronomy is part of their mitzvah, but leaving the astronomy aside, what does it mean when you say Beis Din has a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? What exactly does that mean? Take a look, please, at source number one, the Mishnah and Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudosh, V'chol Am Onin Achrav Mekudosh Mekudosh. Right? We're familiar with the format. Bein Shanira Bismano, Bein Shalonira Bismano, Mekadshin Oso. This is the first view. You do Kiddush HaChodesh whether the moon is visible on time or not, meaning whether the previous month is a 29-day month or a 30. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Im lo nira bizmano, ein mekadshin osor. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok says, if it's a 29-day month, then you do Kiddush HaChodesh. 30-day month, no. Why? Shekvar kidshuhu shamayim. Because the heavens have already declared it, they've sanctified it. There's a nice little debate about kidshuhu shamayim, kidshuhu bashamayim, what exactly that means, especially when we're told that the calendar is in our hands. So what exactly is that about? But it's not our topic for tonight. The point is that the Mishnah says two views. One view is you do Kiddush HaChodesh for all months. The other is only for months in which the previous month was 29 days. The Gemara quotes that and continues, Menahani Mili, how do you know this declaration of Mekudosh and Mekudosh, Mekudosh? So Amar Chibar Gamda, Amar Yosi Ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, Amar Kra, it's a Pasuk. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem. Moshe declared the holidays of Hashem. Mikan Sharosh based in Omer, Mekudosh. That's how you know it, because Moshe declares it. So declaring Mekudosh is the equivalent of Moshe setting up the Amim Tovim. How do we know that everybody should respond this way? Amar Papa, Papa explains. Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. Asher tikru'u osam, that you shall call them. So karibe atem. We read it as atem because it's written chaser without the vav. You should declare it. You, plural, the nation. So everybody says mekudosh, mekudosh. Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives me a different pasuk. Ela heim moadai. These are my moadim. Heim yomru moadai. They should declare these Yamim Tovim. They should make the Mekudosh declaration. Why do they say it twice? Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Trei Zimni, Lamali. Why are they saying it twice? Dichsev, because the pasuk says, Mikra A Kodesh, declarations of Kedusha. So, the mitzvah seems to be, after they've done the calculations, they've heard the testimony, they've interrogated the witnesses, for them to announce Mekudosh and for the nation to respond as they respond. So far, so good? Good. We've got Psukim, right, by Dever Moshe Smoadei Hashem, is the source for the Kiddush declaration. Now we take a look, though, in the Rambam, and this is not nearly as clear to me. Mitzvah sa'aseh min ha-Torah al Beis Din sheyachshu v'yedu im yeraya yereach olo. Ye-olo yeraya, right? We talked about this last week. The Torah gives me a mitzvah that Beis Din should calculate and know whether the moon will be seen or not. V'sheyidrashu esha'edim an shekadshu esha'chodesh. And that they should interrogate the witnesses until they declare the month. V'yishlachu v'yodiyu es sha'ar ha'am. And that they should send out and notify the rest of the nation the date, which is going to be Rosh Chodesh, so that they will know which days are the Yamim Tovim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Asher tikru osam mikroi kodesh, that you shall declare mikroi kodesh, v'nemar v'shamarta zachaka azos l'malada, you shall guard this law, meaning the setting of the calendar, at its proper time. So now we're told that they should, number one, do their calculation, like we talked about last week. Number two, that they should interrogate the witnesses, drisha, like drisha v'chakira. Number three, they should let the nation know what day is Rosh Chodesh. And he quotes the pasuk of Asher Tikru Osam Mikroi Kodesh, which is the pasuk that the Gemara used for the nation. Right? It's the pasuk for the nation they use for the people, and then the Rambam quotes another pasuk, v'shamarta sachuka zos l'malada, which the Gemara didn't mention at all. What kind of game is the Rambam playing here? He brought in brand new psukim. He switched the nation's pasuk to the Beis Din's pasuk. Where does this come from? The Sefer HaMitzvos does seem to, and also within the Rambam, is the mitzvah setting the calendar or notifying the people? If you read it carefully, there's a mitzvah from the Torah for the Beis Din to calculate and know and interrogate the witnesses and inform the nation when Rosh Chodesh will be. Right? So the mitzvah includes the notification. It's not just a matter of setting the calendar. It's a matter of notifying. Letting the nation know when Rosh Chodesh is part of the mitzvah. You follow? Yeah.
It's a practical matter, or
I would have assumed it was a practical matter. Much as I would have assumed last week that calculations were a practical matter. You know, you need to know what you're talking about when you talk to the witnesses. But just as the Rambam ruled that those practical calculations are part of the mitzvah, he seems to frame notification of the nation as part of the mitzvah. He even brings the pasuk. You know? The Smag seems to indicate that it's part of the mitzvah as well. Take a look at source number 3. We quoted this last week, the Smag. Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beis Din, Sheikachus HaChodesh. Hashem instructed that Beis Din should do the month, should sanctify the month. He quotes the Pasuk of HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodeshim, which the Rambam didn't even bring. The Tanya of the Mechilte, the Medrash on that Pasuk says, Moshe Herolem LeYisrael, Kazeh B'Kazeh Yeroen, V'Kovin L'Doros. This is what you should see of the moon and establish it for the generations. U'mitzvah Zu Mesura LeBeis Din. This mitzvah is given to the Beis Din, and he quotes the Braisa in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that they say Mekudosh, and they say Mekudosh, Mekudosh. It sounds like that's part of the mitzvah, no? He's saying the announcement, letting people know, advertisement is not simply a practical thing to do, but it's actually the mitzvah. Okay? The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is not set to the calendar. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is set it and advertise it. The Minchas Chinuch is less sure of that. Opening up the Minchas Chinuch and his discussion of how we do Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, where was my quote? One second. I was working with a different page when I did this. Let me see if I can find it quickly. Maybe I'll have to come back to it, because I don't see offhand the quote that I wanted. But the Minchas Chinuch is not so sure that this is actually the way that we frame the mitzvah, that this is actually a mitzvah of announcing in addition to setting it. Oh, you know what? I know where it is. I'm sorry. If you're using Daf Chaf, okay, if you turn to Daf Chaf, this is what's going to be important here. I'm trying to think best way to do it. Best way to do it is to see source number 4, but keep Daf Chaf in front of you. Sorry. I see what I did in my notes. Now I understand what I was doing. The source 4 should come first. We saw in the Mishnah in source number 1 that there are two views about when Beis Din will declare Mekudosh. One view was all months. The other was if the previous month was 29 days. Right? Now we're going to get two more views. Tanya, Brisa says, Plemo Omer. Plemo says, Bismano ain Mekajinoso. Shalom Bismano Mekajinoso. When do you do Mekudosh? If the previous month is 30 days. If the previous month is 29 days, you don't do it. So now you have two views. One every month, one 29-day month, one 30-day month. There's only one possibility left, which is both. Never do. No, we already said both, right?
So it was one Mandomer and then the previous Gemara, right?
We have one.
The
Mishnah had two views.
Right. So one of the views in the Mishnah was saying you do it all the time, and one says you do it only on a certain type of month, right?
Right.
But you learned out from that Mishnah that it's only if it said the previous one was a 30-day month?
The view there was that the previous Mishnah was a 29-day month.
Yeah, so the Mishnah says it's a 29-day month, they have work to do, so if it's a 30-day month, they have no work to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now the Gemara has told us the opposite. I have a view from Plemo that it's only if the previous month was a 30-day month. If it was a 29-day month, then I don't do it.
Right.
Okay, so you've had three different views, and now, yes, we're going to see the fourth view as well. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi
Shimon. Do we have sources? Do these people have sources?
We're going there. That's exactly where we're going. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Benkach, Benkach, Ein Mekadjanoso. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never heard of Kiddush HaChodesh. I skipped that in my Sefer HaChinuch. He says, there's no such thing. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'kidash demet shnas ha-chamishim. There is a format of declaring something Kodesh. You know what it is? Yovel. When the Torah wants you to sanctify something, it says so. Shonim ata mekadesh. V'i ata mekadesh chadoshim. There is no such thing as Kiddush HaChodesh. Lo and behold. And Amar Yudah Meshmuel, Halacha Karblazer Rabbi Tzadok. We don't pass in that way. We follow Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, which was the view back in the Mishnah that said, you do Kiddush HaChodesh if the previous month was a 29-day month. That's the view that we actually follow in practice, he says. The Rambam follows that view as well of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. So the Minchas Chinuch, this is the Minchas Chinuch now that I was getting to. If you take a look on Daf Chaf, the Vilich Ora, the paragraph that starts Vilich Ora. Okay? Vilich Ora, apparently, La Tanoim de Savri de Biom Shloshim Ein Mekadshin, according to the Tanoim who say that you don't do Kiddush if the previous month was actually a 30-day month, right? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon de Savri de Mekadshin Klal HaChodesh, and according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon who says you never do it, Im Kein Lo Sevir Alehu Klal Din Zed de Mitzvah LaKadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah. It must be that they don't believe that there is such a thing as a Mitzvah Kiddush. Whether they say it never exists, or whether they say it only exists for some months, they must hold there is no such thing as a mitzvah of kiddush. Because if they believed there was a mitzvah of kiddush, then they wouldn't nullify it for certain types of months. And they certainly wouldn't say never do it. It must be they believe there is no such thing. Vim came lididhu, according to them, Ein Yoshun Basin Klal Yom Shloshim U'Mitzapin La'edim. Basin is never going to sit and wait for witnesses. Rak Mashkichim Ala Cheshbon. They just have to look at the calendar. That's it. Now, he's going to come back to that and ask, is that really true? That you never need the witnesses, then, according to this. And we're going to come back to that. But his point is, if you're going to tell me...
And the cheshbon also, that's much, much later on. It's already...
They have cheshbon already in the days of the Mishnah of the Gemara. Not Hillel the Second's cheshbon. And not the later cheshbonos that came in with the 7 years out of 19 and all that. But they have calculations already then. Rabbi Gamliel sits there with his charts and what the way the moon should look. They know when the molad is. They have that already.
No, I was saying that I thought that was the first instance where they actually calculated the
right. So I have to give you the link for the audio for last week's year, because there's more to it than that. The
because I thought that was the whole concept. Because why do we do it today? In order to because we already have calculations. What was the reason?
Yeah.
I thought it was because we don't go by calculation. We even though we do, but we still do it the way they used to do it originally.
But the question is, were they even doing it that way originally? That's not so clear. That's part of the question.
But isn't the only issue about whether you have to say Mekudesh or not? You may still need Adim, even if you don't need to say Mekudesh. I thought that's the whole Mekudesh.
Yes and no. Yes and no. The way the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by the possibility that some say there's no mitzvah of declaring Mekudash.
Right.
And so he suggests, his first suggestion is like what you are saying. He says, maybe we split the mitzvah in two. Maybe HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is accept the testimony of witnesses, right? HaChodesh Hazeh, see the moon look like this, right? Your witnesses saw it, they testified, good. That's part one of the mitzvah. And then part two, independent of part one, under the pasuk of Tikra'u Osam, you shall declare it, is a mitzvah of declare Rosh Chodesh. And the machlokas in the Gemara is, when does that latter one apply? That everyone will agree there's always a mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And in certain months, there's Tikra'u Osam B'Moadam. And in fact, Ramban says this verbatim. He writes the whole discussion about this, and then he says, oh, by the way, I saw this in the Ramban also, and he says it, so that's great. Take a look, please, at source number 5. Hasaga is Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Nun Gimel, which is the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Va'ani Savur, Ramban says, I believe, She'ein Kiddush HaChodesh Ma'akev B'Chadashim. Kiddush HaChodesh is not a requirement. for the months. V'lavitzvichu chachamim lomer mekudosh mekudosh. V'chachamim did not need to say mekudosh mekudosh. Elishu mitzvah lefarsume milsa be'alma. It is a mitzvah in order to publicize what's going on. That's it. Avo mikevan
chi.
Why?
Sorry? Why publicize it?
Because everybody needs to know. Oh, you know, keep it, finish the line. Avomikevan sheskima das basin shia chodesh azem malay ochaser. But since basin has now agreed that the previous month is 30 days or 29, kore ani bo, I will apply the pasuk of asher tikru osam to this situation. In other words, asher tikru osam is go publicize it. Chodesh zelachem is accept witnesses. Tikru osam b'moadam is declare it. As a practical matter. But also, he's giving it a mitzvah component by linking it to the pasuk. So, the Rambam clearly doesn't fit this model. The Rambam said it's all one mitzvah. But Ramban and Minchas Chinuch suggest that it's actually two separate mitzvahs.
So how would Ramban understand the Gemara in point number four? They would just say it's the Rabbanan, or when we say that love like Rabbi Lezer, but
he'll say that machlokes of Plemo, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and the two Tanaim from the Mishnah in source number one is machlokes about when this mitzvah applies. But at the view that says we never do it,
right?
We'll say it's just a practical thing. Yeah, he'll say it's just a practical thing that we declare, but it's not a mitzvah at all. So yes, he'll have to disagree altogether with that explanation of Asher Tikrusam. Yeah. The Minchas Chinuch presents the idea, quotes the Ramban, and then rejects the idea. He says, I can't accept this. It was a nice, neat little bifurcation of the mitzvah. Witnesses here, declarations there, but he says it doesn't work. Why? Take a look, please, at source number 6. The Rambam's explanation of what actually happened when they made a 30-day month. And it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kishma Abrid Bastin is Hachodesh, Mibdesh Lobo Adim Kol Yom Shlovshim. If Bastin saw the need to make the previous month a 30-day month because witnesses had not showed up all day 30, right? Remember, witnesses are supposed to show up on day 30 to say they saw the new moon the night before. If they saw the new moon the night of the 30th, that means the 30th is really day 1. Witnesses didn't show up all day, so Bastin says, I guess that means it was a 30-day month. Hayu olin l'makom muchan. They ascended to a certain predesignated area. Va'osin bo se'uda b'yom echad u'shloshim, and they would make a meal on the 31st day. Shehu Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ein olin l'sham balayla ela b'neshef kodem alos hashemesh. They didn't go up at night. They went up at first light, basically, or even a little bit before that, at twilight, essentially, just before dawn. Before alos. You have no fewer than 10 people go into the meal, the idea being to publicize it. And they would go up only with bread made out of wheat and kidneys, beans, little arvis. They ate at the proper time for breakfast. Various places that we refer to the Seuda of Ibra Chodesh, that's what this is. What is missing here? In source number 6, from the discussion of how we ended up with a 30-day month in the previous month, what's missing?
Mekudosh.
Forget that. What else is missing? Before Mekudosh. Yeah. Where the witnesses go. You can't possibly have had the witnesses. Why not? Because they're going up before first light. When does the Beis Din meet? By day. The Rambam has dumped the witnesses. And it's not the Rambam, it's the Gemara. The Rambam didn't make it up.
I guess because by default you don't need them. The assumption, I guess, is you don't need the witnesses at this stage, no? Because
you told me there's a mitzvah of having witnesses. When the mitzvah went away, didn't we just do our bifurcation and say that Hachodesh Hazel Lachem Kazera Eva Kadesh means you need witnesses?
Oh, I see. The Rambam previously in Shmos B says Yidushu Asayim. I mean, he says check out the witness. I mean,
yeah.
He's saying that's his.
So where did they go? Not only that, take a look at source number 7, please. Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman is talking about when the witnesses break Shabbos to get to Beis Din. So Rav Nachman says, Apana nami tanena, we learned as well, al shnei chadashim mechalenes haShabbos al Nisan ve'al Tishrei. The witnesses break Shabbos to get to Beis Din for Nisan and Tishrei, meaning really for the end of Adar and for the end of El, right? That's what we're talking about. And Rav Nachman brings this into a discussion about whether Adar is going to have sometimes 30 days, sometimes 29 days, or whether it has a set length. So, Iyamar Bishlam Allah Olam Chaser, the Gemara says, wait, I understand if Adar is always 29 days. Mishum Hachim Mechalalinan, that's why you break Shabbos. Why the mitzvah lekadesh ala re'iyah? Because there's a mitzvah to do it with witnesses. Witnesses have to see the new moon. Basin has to hear the witnesses testify that they saw the new moon. So if we know Adar is always 29 days, you need to rush in order to make sure that they make it into Basin. Ela'iyam adzimnin malei v'zimnin chaser. But if sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 30, then am I mechalalinan? Who needs to desecrate Shabbos for it? Let's say it was supposed to be a 29-day month. Witnesses saw it that night, but they can't get there in time unless they break Shabbos. So don't break Shabbos. Wait till after Shabbos is over, and then show up. But it'll be too late? Okay, so it'll be a 30-day month. Add a day, Shabbos will be day 30, and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, Sunday will be Rosh Chodesh. Why can't I do that? If Adar has the leeway to be 29 or 30, so don't break Shabbos, and let Adar be wrong, essentially. And his answer is, Edik Le Yom Shloshim B'Shabbos HaChinami. If the 30th were Shabbos, that would work. But what's our case? Edik Le Yom Shloshim B'Echad B'Shabbos. If the 31st was Shabbos. And so they saw the moon Friday night, and they can't wait, because basically if they wait, basically isn't going to have witnesses. The mitzvah lekadesh ala re'iyah, because you want to use witnesses. This is an explicit statement that even when it's a malay, you still use witnesses. Right? That's the Menachas Chinuch's question. So the Menachas Chinuch says, I don't understand what happened. The Rambam doesn't seem to have any trouble dumping the witnesses. You follow the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are we clear here? His first suggestion was split to the mitzvah. That there's a separate mitzvah of accepting testimony from witnesses, separate from the announcements, and it's based on a pasuk, and that's the core mitzvah. Separate from the announcement, for which there'll be a debate about whether it is or it isn't, fine. But he said, I have two problems. Number one, the seuda on day 31, which doesn't allow for witnesses to show up. And number two, this gemara here, which, as I state, it says explicitly that you want witnesses on day 31, supports the idea that there's a mitzvah of kiddush with witnesses. But it contradicts what the Rambam is talking about with the Seuda. So he comes up with a second idea. It's a great idea. He says it depends on the type of 30-day month. Meaning, there are two ways you end up with a 30-day month. One is if, because of the flow of the molad, the moon really was invisible until the night of the 30th. Right? That's one way you end up with a 30-day month. Since it was invisible until the night of the 30th, the night of the 31st, I should say. Therefore, the previous month ended up being 30 days. That's one possibility. The other possibility is a mess, right? What if the witnesses saw it on time but didn't get to Basin in time, or nobody saw it? It was cloudy, right? The moon was visible earlier. It's just that the witnesses didn't get to Basin in time. Leaving aside gerrymandering of the thing in order to get the calendar you want, which is a separate discussion we have to really go into, but not tonight. So the Menachas Chinuch says there are two different types of 30-day months. If the moon should have been visible in time for it to be a 29-day month, then there's no mitzvah of having Adam testify on day 31, because the testimony is going to contradict what Basin does. Right? In other words, witnesses saw that day 30 was Tuesday. Okay? Tuesday was the 30th day of the old month. Witnesses saw the moon on Monday night. Tuesday should have been Rosh Chodesh. They didn't get to Beis Din in time. Beis Din is now going to declare Wednesday, the wrong day, as Rosh Chodesh. Witnesses are going to walk into Beis Din and say, hey, we saw the moon Monday night. That doesn't support what the Beis Din is doing. That's not Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah anyway. So he says, then there's no mitzvah. There's no reason to have witnesses. What good are your witnesses? They're not helping you. They're only hurting you. Right? It doesn't make any sense. That's the idea. It's if you're looking at the Menachas Chinuch, it's the paragraph Vehine Lefi, and is where he goes into this, and then he goes into Ve'od HaDavar and Vehine Mavur. But that's his second theory. This idea: if the moon should have been visible on the 31st, then there's a mitzvah to support it. And he says, I can prove it, because we learned that witnesses don't travel more than a day and a night to testify, even during the week. So he says, why not? Because if they're going to travel more than a day and a night to testify, the only way they're actually going to get to testify is to contradict Basin. Because they saw it, that means in time for it to be a 29-day month. They didn't get there in time for that to happen. So going back to our question then about the Seuda, what's going on? Beis Din is going to make the... If Beis Din is making the Seuda on day 31 without witnesses, and they know that it should have been seen on day 30, then witnesses are useless. That's where we don't wait for witnesses. The Rambam is describing a Seuda where it should have been visible in time for the previous month to be 29 days. So just the opposite. I don't want witnesses to show up. I don't want to bring in witnesses who are going to say, guess what, you're doing it wrong. Whereas if the previous month really was a 30-day month, that's the case in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, in source number 7, then I do want witnesses, and they should break Shabbos in order to show up. Take a look at source number 8.
How do we reconcile this with source number 1? We said before that the halacha is like...
Let me just go through this first, and then we'll come back to it.
Sure.
Source number 8, he shows you that Rashi supports this. Rashi on that Gemara in source number 7, Hacha, what's our case here? Diktani Mechalim, where we said you break Shabbos, Kigon de'ikla yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos, is talking about where the 31st was Shabbos. V'lo nira ha'chodesh esmal ela hayom. The moon was not visible the day before. It was only visible today. Rashi is giving it to you on a silver platter. This is a case where the moon was not visible on time. Then we want witnesses. It's only if they're going to contradict the basin that we don't want them. That's the proof from Rashi. Sorry.
No, all I was going to ask is, we said before that Allah is like Allah is a in source number 1, right?
Yeah. Lo
nira bizmano, you not mekadesh it.
Right.
So, is he not saying that, in general, if you saw it a day later, you don't have to be mekadesh on the 31st? I mean, how do we reconcile this with... We said Allah is like Rav Elazar bar Tzaddik.
Yes.
It seems to imply that... Even if we're not going to contradict the witnesses.
So we're going to we're still going to accept the dichotomy that Mekadesh here means the announcement.
Okay,
not
up here. Okay, so we're working with that. So we are working with the assumption that there's two parts.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the Menachas Chedoch has reasons to question this second approach, and so he offers a third. He says, I'm going to give you a third idea. And a third idea, really, is core is what you were going with in the first place. The Anan Sahadi idea. He says, no one needs witnesses when you hit day 31. Because everybody knows that this is Rosh Chodesh. Not just like everybody knows, but it's as though everybody is a witness from the fact that we haven't observed Rosh Chodesh yet. And he brings a few cases where we use logic like that. Take for a look, for example, at source number 9. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about accepting a woman's gerus because we know that she dipped in the past for Nida. That's the case. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Where's your Beis Din? Tosfos says, Tema, I am stunned. Damar lekaman de ger tzarech shlosha, de mishpat ksiv be. We're going to say in the Gemara that ger requires three judges, because the Torah calls it mishpat. Vavil leman da omar bereish Sanhedrin, devar tarachad amikasher. Even according to the view in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that any case that requires three judges, if you had one judge, you're okay. The general rule is that women don't bring a man to the mikvah. So where did she get even one judge? Right? We hope that's true. The Yesh Lomar, so he says, you could answer. Maybe the three aren't really required to see the immersion. Maybe the three are simply for her acceptance of the mitzvos, which is separate. Avol tefillah, not for the immersion. Granted that we say that there are two Tamir Chacham standing outside when she dips, that's a better way to do it. But then he says, you could answer, some explain, since everybody knows she dipped, it's as though they are standing there during the immersion. So Tosfos is supporting this idea that really you don't always require witnesses. And there are other cases like that. There's a Tshuvas Maimonides, he quotes, on determining marriage even without having specific Eidei Yichud when everybody knows that they've been living together. That sort of a thing. He ends up leaving it as Tzarech Yun. He's still not happy. But those are his three approaches to the problem. The problem, again, is if there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, how is it that two people could say either you never do it or you don't do it for a 29-day month? That was our major problem, and then a tie into the psukim was the other problem. So his first approach is split the mitzvah into two parts, but that was difficult. the because we saw the problem of what are you going to do with these this seuda that's going on without accepting witnesses on day 31. If you're splitting the mitzvah, tell me there's a real mitzvah to have with witnesses, what happened? And so his second answer is, split the mitzvah, but it depends on the type of 30-day month. And then his third answer is, you know what, we really don't need witnesses if everybody knows that it's true. That's his third answer. The second piece within this discussion is that we are told in the Sefer HaChinuch that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's a hard and fast requirement. The Gemara presents it in a couple of places. Take a look at source number 10. This is a source we discussed a little bit last week already, in which we had one of the Chachamim getting bashed by two Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael. He's in Babel. And he asks them finally, what are you doing this to me for? And their answer is, because we heard about you. You have been setting the calendar. You don't have the right to do that. To which he replies, Amar Lahem, source 10, Valo Akiva ben Yosef, I am Ma'aber Shanim Bekoveh Chadashim B'chus La'aretz. Apparently he's on first, he's on very, very good terms with Rabbi Akiva, they'll call him that. But he says, Rabbi Akiva is doing the calendar in Chutz La'aretz, why can't I? Amar Lahem, Anach Rabbi Akiva. They said to him, you know what, leave Rabbi Akiva, Shlomi Niach Kamosa Beretz Yisrael. There was no one like him in Israel at his day. So he's in a situation of his own. Amar Lem, to which he replied, Aha, afanilo inafi kamosi beretz Yisrael. There ain't nobody in Eretz Yisrael like me. So Amar Lo, to which they replied, that's not true anymore. Gedim sheinach tanasu tiyoshim balei karnayim. The young goats he left behind are now old goats with horns. Vehem shigrunu etzlecha, and they sent us to you. Vehein Amar Lo, until they told us, lechu v'yumulo b'shmenu, tell him in our name, and shomea, if you listen, mutav good, v'im lavet, if he doesn't listen, yehe bin nidui, he will be excommunicated. The Cholkach Lama, the Gemara asks after the rest of the dialogue, why is it that we say it has to be in Israel? Mishum Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, granted that Sion is generally Yerushalayim. We take this to be a message. Kiddush has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. That's where it has to be. That's one source. Sanhedrin gives me another source, source 11. Hey, Hananya Yish Ono, Imebrua Begolel Einam Uberes. You have to do it down by Yerushalayim. Amar Yehuda Braid of Shumim. Hazi Maitama the Hananya Ish Ono? Why is that? Amar Krok, because the Pasuk says, Lishikh no Sidrishu Ubasa Shama. You shall seek out its dwelling and you shall go there. Called Drisha Sha'ata Doresh, anytime you are Doresh, like Doresh the witnesses, Lo Yu Ella Bishikh no Shamakom. It should be specifically in that place. Okay? Yes. Okay. So the Tosfos in Sanhedrin notes the fact that it's weird that Brachos brought one pasuk and Sanhedrin brought a different pasuk, and he says, yeah, it's weird. It's Askasha. So we have already learned that if there is a great gadol outside of Israel and no one like him in Israel, then he can do it outside. But let's say there is no one greater outside. Let's say the greater ones are in Israel, but they're not able to do it. Some situation is keeping them from doing it. For example, the early Christians tried to stop the Jews from keeping their calendar. It was a big mess, but they tried to disrupt the calendar. So if you know there's a greater gadol in Eretz Yisrael, but there's some kind of an one situation, do you do it outside of Eretz Yisrael? That's what we want to know, where there are extenuating circumstances. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin quotes Yerushalmi to say, yes, you do it outside. Source number 12. Ubi Yerushalmi, I'm reading ahead. Yerushalmi says explicitly, "Dikshein yachol ma'aber osa beretz Yisrael ma'aber osa b'chutz la'aretz." That if you can't do it in Israel, you do it outside. Yirmiyah Yechezkel Baruch Beneria Ibru b'chutz la'aretz. Because after all, Yirmiyah Yechezkel and Baruch Beneria during Galus Bavel, do it outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that seems to be an adequate proof that that you can do it outside of Israel. That's the Yerushalmi quoted by Tosfos. The Menachas Chinuch challenges this, and he says, "Wait, you think that those are actually an acceptable proof? Not so fast. They're Nevi'im at a time when Eretz Yisrael has lost its special status. This is back in Daf Yutes, is where he quotes this towards the end of the page. He says, "Vilachorin Nira." If you see where the lines get wide in the second column, and you go up two lines, Vilach Ora. It appears that there should not be any proof from those Nevi'im, She'ibru b'chutz l'aretz, who did it outside of Israel. Denerli pashut, da'hada mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, ha'inu misha nivchar Eretz Yisrael. He says, it appears obvious to me that the mitzvah is specifically in Israel, when Israel has been chosen. But before Israel was chosen, it was certainly kosher anywhere. He says, for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu and his Beis Din did it in the Midbar, right? So he says, don't prove anything from those Nevi'im. That's when the Eretz Yisrael does not have special status, because the Jews have already gone into Galus. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Look at the discussion about Hallel. Right? Remember the rule about Hallel? Remember the debate in the Gemara regarding Purim, why we don't say Hallel? What was one of the answers?
It didn't take place in
Eretz Yisrael. Actually, see, I wrote it on the sheet. Source 13. Lefi she'ein orim Hallel aneis shebechutz ala aretz. So the Gemara asks there, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the neis shebechutz ala aretz heichan amrin, heichi amrin an shira, then what do you do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? That was a miracle outside of Eretz Yisrael. Until the Jews enter Eretz Yisrael, all lands are suitable for singing Shira. Once they entered, then all the lands other than Eretz Yisrael were no longer eligible. So he says, Galus Babel is like before you enter Eretz Yisrael. And therefore you can't bring me any proof from Yirmiyah. You can't bring me any proof from Yechezkel. You can't bring me any proof from Baruch ben Neriah. That's his argument. Okay. The Menachas Chinuch, though, then goes back and explains why Tosfos is correct. I guess it ties in also to the day that was, Yom HaTzmaut. He says, the issue is not whether the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. The issue is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're talking about. The psukim that are used, like L'shichno Sindershu Basa Shama, are about the presence of the Shekhinah in Eretz Yisrael. And that doesn't leave during Galus Babel. Take a look at the Rambam, source 14. The Rambam distinguishes between the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. V'lama ani omer, why do I say, asks the Rambam, v'mikdash v'yushalayim, kedusha rishona, kitshala asid lavo, v'kedusha shahar etz Yisrael, in yishviyas, u'maisas kiyotze behem, lo kitshala asid lavo, why do I say, Yerushalayim, based on mikdash, these retain their kedusha from the beginning, when the Jews first entered, and eternally, whereas the rest of Eretz Yisrael loses it when the Jews go into Galus? L'fisha kedushas ha-mikdash v'yushalayim, ipnei ha-shechina, because the former was from Hashem's presence, u'shechina in a betela, that's never gone. Varehu Omer, Vashimozias Mikdashem. Hashem says, I will destroy your mikdash. Vamu Chachamim, the Chachamim explained, Ava Pisha Shemumin, even though they are destroyed, Bigdushas and Heim Ondim, they remain Kodesh. Avochiv Haaretz, Bishviyas Uba Maestros, but this obligation for Shemitah, the obligation for Truman Meiser, Eino Elam Ipneshu Kibush Rabin, that came about because of conquest. Once you got conquered, the conquest is lost, and therefore the Kedusha is lost. And that's a well-known dichotomy that the Rambam makes. That's why the Rambam believes that that Harabayas still retains his Kedusha, and so on. But the point is, Kedusha Chodesh is not like Hallel. Hallel is about the presence of Jews in Israel. If there are Jews in Israel, miracles outside of it are not as significant. If the Jews are not in Israel, then miracles outside are significant. However, Kiddush HaChodesh is about Hashem's presence, the Shekhinah being there. And the Shekhinah remains there. And therefore, the fact that you could do it outside of Eretz Yisrael is, during Galus Bavel, is significant, and then is an indicator for us nowadays. I wanted to try to connect this also to the issue of Nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara about Rav Huna. The Gemara Katan says that Rav Huna couldn't have the Shekhinah because he was in Bavel. And the Gemara asks, well, what about Yechezkel? And it says, Shahaya Kvar. And one of the explanations of that in Rashi is that it means that that it was because he had started in Eretz Yisrael. There are two explanations. Either that it was a one-shot deal, or that it's that he had started in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a Rashi that it talks about why Yechezkel didn't write down his Nevuah. I wanted to do something with that. Yeah, the presence of the Shekhinah in Eretz Yisrael, but I couldn't make it click.
Did Yonah have his Nevuah in Nineveh?
Yonah has his Nevuah in Nineveh, but the message comes to him initially when he's in Eretz Yisrael. That's where everything starts. Yeah. It's its own discussion. It's a very interesting issue. I thought I could tie it in, but I can't quite figure it. All right.
Yeah.